In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
One of our daughters loves the music group The Beatles. A couple of years ago, The Beatles singer and songwriter Paul McCartney was going to be playing an open-air concert at Target Field. So we got tickets ahead of time for her and gave them to her for her birthday. When she opened the birthday card and saw the tickets inside, at first there were a couple of moments of stunned disbelief. This had been something that had been on her bucket list since she learned to like music. But then delight and glee took over. Smiles so big her face started to hurt, hardly able to breathe, literally. Ben got this all on video. It's actually posted to YouTube. She's chattering with gibberish, stomping her feet in excitement. Literally 10 minutes of uncontrolled joy and excitement. There's a reason I'm sharing this story today, because the reality is all that uncontrolled excitement was not from seeing Paul McCartney, did not come from having him stand there. Paul McCartney was not on the porch. In reality, it was simply a piece of paper. It was a little piece of paper caused the excitement. The little piece of paper, however, was a promise. It was the promise to see Paul McCartney sometime in the future. And that promise alone was enough to create that kind of joy and that kind of excitement. And I think there's something like that in all of us. When we are promised something amazing, the promise alone gets us excited. Sometimes the promise gets us more excited even than the reality. Today we celebrate our Lord's entrance into Jerusalem, having raised his friend Lazarus from the dead after he had been 4 days dead, his body already beginning to rot in the tomb. And the people all come out to greet him. They lay down their clothes. They cut the branches of palm trees and they wave them. They shout Hosanna. They declare Jesus to be the King and Messiah. It's a glorious event with all kinds of excitement, all kinds of joy. And in the church, we continue to celebrate this day 2,000 years later with singing, with branches, with joy, with excitement. The epistle selection for today begins with those famous words, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I say, rejoice. And yet in the church, we know something that the crowds didn't know. We know what this week will bring. It'll bring confusion over just what kind of King Jesus Christ is. And that confusion will eventually lead, within just a few short days, to betrayal, to arrest, to abandonment, to injustice, to torture, and to death of the very Lord who is today being hailed as King. The crowds at the time didn't know what was to come, and so they celebrated. But how can we celebrate today knowing what is to come, knowing what this church will be like 5 days from now, knowing the story that is yet to unfold? It's because our Lord's entrance into Jerusalem is a promise. It is a promise and a window into what will come after the suffering comes first. Jesus raising Lazarus, who was 4 days dead, and entering the holy city accompanied by multitudes of believers is a window. It's a window into opening day in the kingdom of heaven when God raises the dead, raises ourselves and our loved ones, and escorts his people into the heavenly city, the kingdom without end. Palm Sunday is not that event, but Palm Sunday is the promise of that event. It's the window into that event. It's the ticket ahead of time of the event that we are guaranteed will come. But a promise from Jesus Christ is enough to fill believers with an unbreakable joy and an unbreakable excitement, even if the event is yet to come. You know, these branches that we hold in our hand, that we decorate our church with, they're more than just nice. They are symbols of a promise. You know, the week that follows Palm Sunday is a week of pain and betrayal. And we know that life has difficult moments. Life even has difficult stretches. And Palm Sunday is given to us to remind us of the promise that allows us to rejoice in the face of those difficult times and in the face of those difficult stretches. When we reflect on this promise, no matter what we are going through, we can say, yes, it hurts, but still there is a promise of something greater. You know, here's something to think about. When Paul wrote those famous lines, "Rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice," he was not sitting on some beach with a tropical drink in his hand and a little umbrella sticking in it. He was rotting in a Roman prison, awaiting execution. And he wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice." The promise of Jesus Christ raising the dead and bringing multitudes into the holy city sustained his joy in a Roman prison, sustained his ability to rejoice always. And these branches we hold are a promise that whatever we're going through, God's strength is greater than the pain. You know, in the Gospels, in the hymns of Palm Sunday, the children's faith, the children's joy is continually emphasized. And in part, it's because their celebration of Jesus Christ was innocent and had no hidden agendas. But I think also part of the reason we celebrate the children is because I think sometimes children understand the concept of promise a little bit better than we adults do. Maybe because we end up getting stung a few times in life. But either way, children have a knack of seeing a promise as the same thing as reality. Two little girls were once waiting for the ice cream truck to come by. And one said, "I have a dollar to buy whatever I want," and showed it to her friend. And the other friend said, "Well, I have a dollar too." And the first one said, "Well, let's see it." And the second one said, "Well, I don't have it yet. But my dad promised me that when the ice cream truck came, he'd give me a dollar." To that second girl, daddy's promise was as good as having it in hand. Today we celebrate a promise. Today we celebrate the Lord's raising of a man 4 days dead and an entrance into the holy city with the multitudes of the disciples. No, it's not yet opening day into the kingdom of heaven, but it is a promise that is to come. And daddy's promise is as good as having it in hand. And therefore, this event, this window, is a promise of the glory that is to come. Amen.
Amen.